And when you were courting her, you might ask her after church, may I what?
Walk home with you.
Okay. Suppose you had a wagon or something, you might offer a ride. What would you say? May I
take you home?
May I take you home?
Okay. And you, somebody brings a heavy suitcase, and you what? Get up the stairs.
Well, you would want to ask this
it's
lady.
It's so heavy, you carried up the stairs, you would say, I what?
You brought up, you
brought
stairs. Would you say, I loved it up the stairs?
I
toted it up the stairs? What would you say
there? Oh, you could say, well, I took this suitcase upstairs to...
Okay, well, would you say, I toted it up, or would you say, I loved it up? It's real heavy,
so.
Would you?
Yeah, I just toted it up.
Okay. Well, say, you've just got a cake all iced real pretty and everything, and you see a little child just looking at it like, you know, they just can't wait to get their hands on it. You might say, ma'am, what?
Come get you a piece of cake.
Yeah, I knew you'd have a different answer. Maybe it's you're not ready yet to serve it.
Oh.
You see that little 3-year-old just sitting there wanting to put her fingers in that icing. What did you say to
her? Don't you put them fingers. Don't you bother my cake.
Okay, don't you bother it. Or instead of don't you bother it, you might say, don't you
touch that cake.
Don't you touch that cake.
Okay. Or just don't you touch it.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, you might tell a child to, well, you might tell someone, you want a knife, you would say, go what? A knife.
Go to the kitchen and bring me a knife.
Okay. And you throw the ball and someone else will...
Hard.
You throw a ball and hope someone else will...
Catch it.
Okay. And if you don't get something right the first time, you might ask the other person to give me another...
Chance at it.
Okay. And someone who's just smiling and happy and in a, you know, feeling real well, just telling jokes and everything, you say there what? Well, today he's what?
Jolly.
Oh, you mean real jolly.
Okay, or you might say, or you might have heard this said, he's in a good...
In a good mood or good humor or something like that.
Okay. And... You got some bugs that are bothering you. You might say, I
want to get shed of them or...
Okay. And a child leaves his pencil on his desk and when he comes back it's gone, he's going to say, who?
Who picked my pencil up?
Okay. Or what else might he say?
Well, he could say, well, someone has stole my pencil.
Okay. And can you think of a different, would you maybe use a different term? Would you say stolen too?
Someone got my pencil.
Or you could say, well,
I
believe that so-and-so or whatever name is might have picked my pencil up.
Through a mistake.
Through a mistake.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you know, this child might say, who stole my pencil or who swiped my pencil?
Yes.
Did you
ever
hear that?
Yes, I've heard that.
Would a child say something different from a grown-up?
Well, he'll mostly say what his family or the teacher would call, you know, teach him.
Same thing, probably.
The same thing, yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see.